Word on Today FM.
It's time now for the business news with Ian Guider of the Business Post. And before we hear about the new competitor to VHI, something Charlie Weston had given us a heads up on last week, tell us about what's happened to US pharma stocks today because of Donald Trump's decision to give Robert Kennedy a particular job.
Yes, and it's somebody the markets know is not a fan of vaccines, and the share prices of all the major pharmaceuticals in the United States and around the world are taking a big tumble today on that news of his possible appointment. Obviously, he still has to be confirmed, but you would imagine that might happen given that the Republicans control the Senate. And if you look through the pharmaceutical companies, Pfizer shares down by 4.5%, Sanofi shares down by almost 4%, Moderna, one of the big vaccine makers, down 6.5%, Eli Lilly, AstraZeneca, GlaxoSmithKline, all down by more than 3% this afternoon today, because these are all companies that make huge amounts of vaccines for every single thing. It's not COVID vaccines, it's everything else, everyday diseases they make vaccines for.
I know there are people there who hate the pharmaceutical industry because they think it's making money on the back of medicine, and they don't take into account that money is needed to do research into new medicines and new vaccines. But vaccines have been the greatest medical advance of the 20th century into the 21st century, have saved countless lives, extended so many lives, and then to see the potential of what might happen here, an anti-vaxxer in position of power in the United States. It's shocking.
Yeah, and you said it there. Remember, the profits these companies make, they are huge. They make a fortune every year, but they spend billions upon billions of dollars every year into drugs, some of which don't even get to market, that they don't find that they work, and that money is written off. And just to give you an example of what a slap in the face the appointment of RFK Jr. is, earlier on this week, AstraZeneca, the big British drug company, announced it was putting $3.5 billion into the United States, adding 1,000 scientific jobs in the United States. And then a couple of days later, you get the appointment of RFK and the share prices of all these companies taking a big hit today.
Tell us about the new competitor to VHI.
Yes, this has been expected for some time. The company is called Level Health, and it's backed by Aviva and also a very senior executive from the insurance industry called Jim Dowdall, who has run health insurance companies before. They have announced their official launch today, and they have come out with the details of just four plans on offer. They say that marks a difference between all the other health insurers, VHI, Laya and Irish Life Health, because they have 300 plans between them. Level Health will have four plans, plan A, B, C and D. And if you take what they say is comparable to your traditional plans out there, their one is called plan C. It's equivalent to the two adult and two children plans that are popular with the VHI and Laya. And they say their plan will save people anywhere for two adults and two children anywhere between 490 and 565 euro per year. They say that they will offer the same coverage of all the big private hospitals, all the same minor treatment injury centres around the country, and you'll also get a discount. You'll get free travel insurance. You'll also get a discount through Aviva on home insurance and on motor insurance. So they say they're offering real competition. The trouble is, Matt, figures from the health insurance regulator, and I am one of these people myself, 7 out of 10 people who have health insurance have never actually switched policies. Year after year, they get the reminder from the insurance company, here's your renewal, and nobody ever shops around. Even though
it's because it's so complicated.
It is. And this is the point of difference that Level Health are saying, look, you're not having to bother going through all the different plans, corporate plans or whatever. They're just very simple. They've designed four of them, and they say they'll be competitive on price and you won't lose access to the coverage in some of the specialist centres. The only difficulty, Matt, I see with this, and it's great to see competition in insurance, we really do need it, is we have spoken about over the last number of months, all of the other health insurers have put up their prices 3 and 4 times this year because the cost of providing treatment is getting ever more expensive. The private hospitals are adding in new treatments that are costing more, and more people are making claims against their policies. So the traditional insurance companies are having to pay out more. And it's not as if they're hugely profitable. I wrote about this in the Business Post a few weeks ago. The VHI actually made a loss last year because of the cost of providing treatment. So how will Level be able to keep those prices down if the costs are going up?
Let's go back to the Trump administration, because I'm looking at figures you have for me here from the CSO today, that we had in September an all-time high of exports, 22.2 billion in exports. But it's largely driven by exports to the United States. What if he, you know, what if he puts those damn tariffs in? Everyone says he's not serious. He won't do the things he says. But he's appointing all the people that he said he would. It looks like he might actually do this sort of stuff with tariffs.
Yeah, let's hope he's not reading CSO data. He might have more in his mind. As you said, 22 billion of exports, 10 billion euro of that went to the United States. That's half of all exports going to the United States. In fact, it's increasing. Exports to the US this year between January and the end of September up by 28%. Most of it is actually pharmaceutical and medical device exports, but also chemicals and electrical equipment as well. We are so reliant on global trade that tariffs being placed anywhere around the world, even in China, but particularly to the United States, if he starts putting on tariffs onto these things, it will hurt Irish exports. There have been some people looking at modelling what countries would be affected by it. We won't be the worst affected. Mexico, of course, would be. But we could take a huge hit on our exports, particularly in sectors of the economy concentrated. As I said, pharmaceuticals very strong out of the likes of Cork, big pharmaceutical base down there, medical devices in and around Galway. So we have a lot of jobs dependent on these exports.
We leave it there. Ian Guider from the Business Post, thank you very much for being with us here on The Last Word of Today FM.
The Last Word on Today FM.